the Missouri State Journal, a weekly program keeping you in touch with Missouri State University.
The job search has certainly changed over the last couple of decades. What once was a success tactic may now be seen as out of step and disqualifying. I'm Nikki Donaldson, and today my guest is Vicki Hicks, Corporate Relations Specialist for the College of Business at Missouri State University. The College of Business is proud of its reputation and the quality of students they produce. To make them more market-ready, Hicks says they require all students to attend a workshop before attending the Business Career Fair, which she has grown from 130 to 180 employers during her tenure. This teaches the students how to sell themselves and handle themselves professionally. But first, she offers quick tips for resumes and cover letters.
First of all, their resume needs to be spotless, and they need to name their resume their name resume. So in my case, it would be Vicki Hicks resume .pdf or .doc. That way, when an employer receives lots of them and saves them in files, they're not all named resume.doc, and so then they can't find the individual student that they may be looking for. So you attach that to an email. We suggest that students save their resume as a PDF file just in case they have a typo. Because if you send me a Word document and I open it and there's a typo in it, it's going to be underlined in red. Now it's glaring. I like to talk to students about cover letters. Students just think, oh, they can just put in the draft of the email. Yes, my name is Vicki and I'm applying for your job that I found online. But really, that's a lost opportunity to sell yourself. And so many employers want to read, why are you a good fit? Your resume may not even outline that. So here's a chance for you to customize a message. We tell students to sell themselves, to talk about and address anything that they might know about the position. So if the position says they want somebody with 2 years of customer service experience, come right out and say that in the entry email or the cover letter. We tell students to emphasize whatever skills they have, or if they don't know what skills they're looking for, pull them out. If I know I'm applying for a sales rep job, then customer service is going to be important. If I know I'm applying for an accounting job, attention to detail is important. So use your own perception of what this job may need, but make sure you can back it up when I look at your resume.
Some old adages still hold true, noted Hicks, like, it's not what you know, it's who you know. So she encourages job seekers to alert everyone when you're looking for a position. Connecting with parents' friends is one tactic, she said. Letting them know what you got interested in during your most recent job or during your years away at school. She also notes that dressing for the job you want is so important, but just as important is to keep dressing for it once you get the position. More than anything, though, her pet peeve is how many forget the thank you email.
If I could bang my head against the wall over one thing that students fail to do, it's to write that thank you email. We tell students over and over and over again that that could get you the job. The one student that writes the thank you email. Now, some people think of old-fashioned thank you cards, and that's fine too, but most of the time when employers are evaluating candidates, they're doing it in a quick fashion. And so if I write out a card, which there's nothing wrong with that, but if I write that out and send that, it could be days before I receive that as an employer. If I send an email within 24 hours of my interview, we strongly encourage that. And in that email, we tell them to resell themselves. Remind the employer why you're a good fit for the position. Be eager. Use words like eagerness and hardworking and those types of things just to reinforce your message. Politeness still matters, and so you need to address everybody that you met with on a given day. And when you leave an interview, we strongly encourage students to make sure they have the contact information of everybody.
The College of Business, which is the largest of its kind in the Central Midwest, also requires all students to wear a business suit for the career fair. And for those who state this would be a financial struggle, the college offers a suit scholarship to make it possible. These suits boost students' professionalism and confidence, both which help when looking for a job. She thinks the old spray and pray method of plastering your materials out for any and every job should go by the wayside, and she offers a few tips for finding positions that are more likely to fit your skill set.
So I tell students to search for a location that they may be interested in, and then take that a step further. Use the title like coordinator, which is often an entry level, analyst. Those types of things are often easier to search for because you're overwhelmed with all the different positions that could be posted. I also tell them it's very important to search by date listed. And just like when you're looking for something on eBay, I want to look for something that's cheaper. So I search by price. So be sure to look and search by what's more immediately available.
That was Vicki Hicks, Corporate Relations Specialist for the College of Business at Missouri State University. I'm Nikki Donaldson for the Missouri State Journal.
For more information, contact the Office of University Communications at 417-836-6397.